Hello, fantasy managers. Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast on the Pitcherless Network. My name is Carson Bogard. I'll be your host for this edition of the podcast. And I do apologize. I am under the weather. So if my voice sounds bad or I am hacking in the background at one point of this episode, do forgive me. But no more beating around the bush. Let's get into everything baseball related from Thursday, May 14th. We will start by rattling off some of the ever-increasing amount of injuries around the league. Fortunately, nothing too severe today, but a couple big updates to give you. Cal Raleigh gets put on the first career injured list that he's been put on. 10-day IL with a right oblique strain. Whether you want to put that as an excuse for his recent slump, is there a continuation of his slump more or so, that is up to you. No update on Max Fried, who of course left his start the other day with elbow soreness. Byron Buxton was scratched with right hip soreness. We'll see if he takes the IL or not. At the moment, he's just a scratch. And Chase Dolander left today's start with right arm tightness. We'll, of course, update you as we get the information. Rehab starts to note. Brandon Woodruff, through bullpen outing. We'll see if he can get back sometime this month. Jeremy Pena missed another rehab start after a scary collision that he had during his rehab assignment. Rhett Lauder resuming throwing. And Matt Brash has begun a rehab assignment for the Mariners. A couple transactions to note here. Matt Walder has been optioned for the Minnesota Twins. Ryan Kriedler called up and started today in the outfield. Zebby Matthews was recalled, and he dueled against Braxton Garrett, who was recalled. We'll talk about both those pitchers in just a moment. There were 11 games on Thursday, the notable performances of which we will get into here. I'll start with the hitters, and my top hitter of the day, as always, today I am going to say is going to be J.J. Blade, who had an absolutely fantastic appearance. 3-for-5 with 2 home runs. Blade has really blossomed into an excellent player for the Cincinnati Reds. He's been fantastic so far. OPS well over 1,000. How much that's going to last? You know, the bat speed has improved considerably. But, you know, it's always difficult to tell either way. It's a hot start that's continuing well into May, and he's done a really excellent job. So he earns the top hitter of the day as the Reds absolutely demolished the Nationals. Ryan O'Hearn went 3-for-4 with a home run. Connor Griffin went 2-for-4 with a double and a stolen base. Matt McClain went 2-for-3 with a home run and a walk, again in the absolute thumping of the Nationals. Juan Soto went 2-for-5 with a home run. Fernando Tatis Jr. did not have a great day at the plate. 0-for-5 with 3 Ks. He is continuing to be quite underwhelming. And I think, you know, I don't think fantasy managers should consider dropping Tatis in even shallow leagues. But, I mean, you got to consider maybe benching the guy. He's been ridiculously bad. Continues that here. Luke Raley, 2-for-5 with a home run today for the Mariners. The ever-dominant Yordan Alvarez goes 3-for-3 with a double, a home run, and a walk. He very well could have been the hitter of the day any day of the week. Nick Kurtz, 2-for-3, a home run and a walk. Shane Langelier joins him in his slugging excellence with a 3-for-5 day. Jordan Walker continues to really have a breakout year. 2-for-5 with a home run. We are 40 games into this season. He is still crushing it. Folks, I really do think it's here. I really do think this is the Jordan Walker breakout. Ian Happ went 2-for-3 with a home run and a walk. And Teoscar Hernandez had a 3-hit day here for the Los Angeles Dodgers. So that's going to do it for the hitters. Like I said, it's a fairly shorter day, 11 games, and not too many extremely notable hitting performances. But make sure to check out the Daily Batters Box article to know more. We move on now to the starting pitching, where we had a lot of cool and interesting performances today, starting with Chase Burns, who's going to be my pitcher of the day. Burns went 6 scoreless frames, 2 hits, 7 Ks, 2 walks on 95 pitches, 18 whiffs. The fastball locations were a bit erratic, definitely around, you know, the chest, upper chest, shoulder height sometimes, but didn't really matter. He was fantastic, got the Ks, got the stuff done. It's funny, the Reds kind of just have a second version of Hunter Green, who is, speaking of, probably not terribly far away from coming back. We're still talking a month out, but still something to keep in the back of your mind. Zebby Matthews, I told you we'd talk about these guys. Zebby Matthews went 7 innings of scoreless baseball, 4 hits, 5 Ks, no walks on 83 pitches. It's the second day in a row that the Marlins have pretty much been shut out by Twin starting pitching. 7 whiffs, 27 CSW percent. However, D-grade stuff, POV, also didn't like him very much. He is probably in a void for now. I think this is a slumping Marlins offense. Or frankly, I don't really know what's the case with it. But Matthews, the velo was down from last year. He wasn't the guy touching 98 that he was last year. When you saw a little bit more upside in his game, I'm very hesitant. Still nice overall to see a scoreless seventh frame outing. Braxton Garrett went 1 1/3 inning, and this was one of the reasons why they were very comfortable pulling in. The Twins hung 9 on the Marlins today. 1 1/3 innings, 5 earned runs, 4 hits, 3 Ks, 5 walks. This was an inning where he was lucky to get out of the first after loading the bases. He was lucky to get out of the first unscathed. Did not come with him the second time. That luck didn't. 5 earned runs, 64 pitches, again, to get 4 outs. Just an atrocious outing from Garrett. Really hurting the Marlins, who are suddenly rather thin in the pitching department. Chris Sale, who, speaking of thin, Chris Sale, 6 innings of scoreless baseball, but while scoreless on the earned run side of things, 1 run allowed, and that would end up giving him the loss. 5 hits, 8 Ks, 2 walks on 100 pitches. It's 16 whiffs for Sale. It's another excellent outing. It is Chris Sale. He is one of the greatest pitchers of the generation. Kyle Harrison went 5 scoreless frames with 5 hits, 7 Ks, no walks on 99 pitches, 17 whiffs, rather, for the Red Sox legend. Kyle Harrison, really excellent. I mean, he's just been excellent all year, and this is just another example of that. Foster Griffin went 4 1/3 innings, 9 earned runs, 7 hits, 7 Ks, 3 walks on 92 pitches. This outing sucked, despite the fact the stuff graded out actually decently well and the locations. And it's, you know, it's a start at Cincinnati. The bats are really hot today, evidently by the mentions of Blade and McClain earlier. Yeah, this was just a bad outing for Griffin. It wasn't like he had one terrible inning. It just kind of kept happening to him in the second, fourth, and fifth. This was a rough one for sure. Jesus Luzardo did not have a rough one. 6 scoreless frames, 4 hits, 4 Ks, 1 walk, 92 pitches. That is the Jesus Luzardo that I know can be out there. He's been really rough to start the year on an earned run basis. I've told you to trust him, and if you did, you were rewarded. Great outing against Boston. Ranger Suarez looked really good matching him, though. 5 1/3 innings, 0 earned runs, 4 hits, 8 Ks, 1 walk, 76 pitches. Remember when Ranger Suarez was like a little rough to start the year? Well, he's been fantastic about the last month or so. ERA just above 2. He's been fantastic. And wrapping up here with Emmett Sheehan, who I always talk about and who is always perplexing, because he went 6 innings, 2 earned runs, 2 hits, 6 Ks, 2 walks, 97 pitches, 19 whiffs. It was a great outing from Sheehan. I think you walk away with this if you're a Sheehan owner and you're borderline ecstatic, but there's still some hesitations, still unable to really have everything coming together. The velo fell off a cliff in the sixth. I don't really know where to put Sheehan, and like my personal rankings, what I do know is I think he is a really good option to start against weaker offenses, and I think he's established himself in the Dodgers rotation. Well, that's going to wrap it up for the starting pitchers. Make sure to give the Plus Pitch podcast a listen and check out Nick's daily SP roundups. We will come back with relievers and my preview for today's games in just a moment. All right, welcome back to the First Pitch podcast here on the Pitchers Podcast Network. We will now move on to our relievers and talk about who got the saves and the holds, who blew it, and look forward later to the slate of games today. We'll start with the saves. Not a ton today, but some interesting ones. Yoan Duran returned to the Phillies bullpen just a while ago. He makes his 7th save of the year. Jose Alvarado picks up his 7th hold. Daniel Palencia picks up his 3rd save of the year for the Chicago Cubs. Phil Maton and Jacob Webb pick up their 3rd and 2nd holds, respectively. Riley O'Brien picks up his 13th save of the year. Ryan Stanek picks up his 8th hold of the year in fairly interesting circumstances, which we'll get to in a moment. And Sean Newcomb picks up his 1st save of the year for the Chicago White Sox. Who blew it? Jack Perkins blew it today. Just recorded 2 outs for the Athletics. 2 earned runs, 3 hits, as they do end up faltering. Rough outing there for sure. Jordan Romano, 1 earned run, 3 hits, and 1/3 of an innings pitched. This was a save opportunity, technically. And then after Perkins allows 2 runs in the top of the 9th, the Cardinals rally. It's a save situation for Riley O'Brien. And that's just kind of how it went. The Ryan Stanek hold from earlier actually came in the 6th inning. The Athletics scored runs in the 7th. If you're wondering, hey, how did that make any sense? First of all, saves don't really make sense. Second of all, weird run scoring. Next, we will look at today's slate of games, and we will look at the top three pitching matchups. Number one, Cubs at the White Sox. It is Edward Cabrera versus Sean Burke. I think this is a really interesting matchup. Two guys that have been pretty good as of late, looking to see how they can do in the Chicago Derby. Number two, I got the Phillies and the Pirates, another interstate matchup. This is Aaron Nola versus Braxton Ashcroft. Third, Red Sox at Braves. It is Connor Early versus Spencer Strider. Does Strider have the stuff? Still, it's been two good but questionable outings. We'll see how he does against a looking slightly better Red Sox lineup. And finally, my game of the day here is going to be the New York Yankees at the New York Mets. It is a Subway Series, Cam Schlittler versus Clay Holmes. Not the most dominant duel of the aces, but there's some drama there, as is always the case with the Subway Series. So that's going to be my game of the day, and that is going to be the First Pitch Podcast today. Thank you for dealing with my stuffy nose and messed up voice. I hope to be a little better and clearer through the lungs tomorrow. But for a deeper dive on everything baseball, head on to pitcherless.com. For further access, sign up to PL Plus or PL Pro to get access to the Discord, PLV apps, and to support the Pitcherless staff. Finally, my name is Carson McGarth. You can find me on the Shallows Podcast with my great co-host Eric Hendrickson, as well as on the Blue Sky at Carson McGarth. Thank you so much for listening. Good luck. Bless the knees. Bless the elbows. Have a good Friday, you guys. Take care.